Hey, Being at Work listeners, welcome to a new week and a daily dose of leadership. I'm showing up on the feed today with a little bit of a weaker voice. You can probably hear that. Yeah, I got quite loud this weekend and had some fun with friends, so I strained my voice, but I feel great. So you're just going to have to put up with the little bit of the losing the voice. Actually, I sound kind of sultry, don't I? So maybe it will work in my favor to drive engagement on the feed. Well, I want to share an empowering daily dose of leadership today that's inspired by my participating in an Abraham Hicks workshop recently. I went to Chicago with my dear friends and fellow dreamers and schemers, Rachel Pritz and Jennifer Chapman. We've recently launched an initiative called a Sisterhood Project. It's all about bringing females together in lots of fun, play, growth-oriented ways. And so we did a little bit of a strategy time. We had some fun in Chicago, but the primary purpose of our going was to participate in this four-hour Abraham Hicks workshop. Abraham Hicks is a collection of work focused on the law of attraction, and it's led by Esther Hicks, who is a brilliant communicator. I encourage you just to Google her or Abraham Hicks if you're interested in this. But the primary message is always that you are the creator of your life. And so paying attention to your point of attraction, because after all, the way in which you are thinking and feeling about everything in your life is shaping it. And so it's when we're purposeful about that, that we can really attract those things that we want into our life. So I always walk away feeling so empowered and so uplifted. And this experience last weekend was no different than that. And I want to share my key takeaway. I'm literally looking at 5 pages of notes. And so I thought, how can I inspire the Being at Work community today? And I want to share my biggest takeaway, which is really a summary. Esther Hicks says that you will never find empowerment by fulfilling the wishes of others. And the way in which she works in her workshops is she brings people up into the hot seat and they ask a question or they share a bit, and then she really just kind of plays with them and challenges and encourages. And there was a guy who was talking about how he really wanted to up his game in life. And she said, well, what do you want? And he said, I want to make my wife happy. And she challenged that. And she challenged it by getting at the core of what he really wants is to be his own person, to live a big, bold life for him. And in tune, he's going to lift his wife and be the man that he needs to be for her, because he's working on himself and getting what he wants. And that actually we best support the people in our lives by focusing on us, by tending our own gardens. You will never find empowerment by fulfilling the wishes of others. And yet we are conditioned, aren't we, from a young age to please, to meet expectations, to figure out how to make them happy. I know I have spent my life doing that. And so now my work is undoing it. And so asking every single day, Andrea, what do you want today? What are you creating today? It's the first thing I do when I get out of bed in the morning. And I was walking my dog this morning. I actually said out loud to the universe, this is what I want today. And I got specific about it as I thought about each meeting and each person I'm going to interact with. You will never find empowerment by fulfilling the wishes of others. So here's to connecting with what do you want today? What a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other.